Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're jumping into something really different. It's an integrated cognitive architecture trying to, well, sidestep mainstream AI limitations. We're looking at how the Marine algorithm and Mem8 work together.
Right. And the problem they're tackling is fundamental. AI right now often gets swamped by the sheer amount of data, this sensory deluge. You know, deep learning needs massive compute just to filter things, and symbolic AI can be brittle. So efficiency, especially right at the input stage, is key.
Okay, let's dig into that. Starting with the perceptual filter, this Marine algorithm, it's claimed to be constant complexity. That sounds ambitious. If it works on any sense, vision, sound, whatever, how does it handle huge amounts of data without slowing down?
Well, the trick is it sort of flips the script on detection. It's not actively searching for a signal in the noise. Instead, it looks for instability in the signal. Jitter. Basically, tiny changes in timing or amplitude. That jitter is the information carrier it cares about. So anything that's perfectly stable, perfectly predictable, it's designed to just ignore it. It only wakes up when something changes, when there's a perturbation.
Ah, okay. So it's like it's sitting there ignoring a perfectly smooth pond, but the second a ripple appears, bang, it notices.
Uh-huh.
That makes it incredibly efficient, right? A really low power, hey, pay attention now signal. It flags that jitter, and then you fire up the big guns, the deep learning models or whatever else needs heavy processing.
Exactly. It acts as a gate. But you raised a good point earlier. What about missing things? Slow changes that don't create a sharp jitter.
Yeah. Does it risk ignoring crucial but gradual shifts?
That's definitely the trade-off. Speed versus, let's say, absolute completeness. But they have an extension, Marine Sense, that tries to address this. It looks for the jitter of jitters. Basically, it tries to detect when the underlying stability of the environment itself is changing. So it's not just detecting a single event. It's sensing a shift in the background conditions. It becomes more predictive.
Interesting. So, okay, you've got this efficient way to notice change. But then how do you store that complex, maybe unstable information?
Yeah.
That leads us to Mem8, the memory core. And this sounds pretty wild. They're saying memory isn't static data points or symbols. It's dynamic interference patterns, like waves in a grid.
Uh-huh.
And retrieval is also one of the dollars.
Yeah.
That sounds almost too good to be true compared to standard database lookups.
It does sound extraordinary. Their argument is that retrieval works by resonance. You introduce a pattern, your query, into this wave grid. If a stored memory matches, it resonates, kind of like hitting the right note on a piano string. And that resonance is supposedly instantaneous, or $04, regardless of how much else is stored.
Resonance. Okay. But you need to be careful here, right? Those speed claims, like being 292 times faster.
Exactly. That specific benchmark needs a hard look. Early reports suggest it might be comparing their wave encoding, which might be simple, to the whole complex process of building and searching an index in traditional systems. So it could be a bit of an apples to oranges situation. Needs more validation for sure.
Right. Important context. Now, the other really fascinating part of Mem8 is how emotion fits in. It's not an add-on, is it?
No, it's built in. Emotion directly modulates the memory waves. Things like valence, how positive or negative the feeling was, and arousal, how intense it was, change the wave's amplitude. Stronger emotion means a stronger, more persistent wave pattern. It's their way of modeling, you know, intuition or gut feelings.
And that connects to this idea they call sensory free will. What's that about?
Yeah, so the system develops an internal interest level. If that interest in something crosses a certain threshold, apparently 0.8 in their docs, the AI can choose to pay attention to signals below its normal noise floor. Signals it would usually ignore. It's like deliberately deciding to listen really closely for something faint because it feels important based on its internal state.
Huh. Agency based on internal feeling. But linking emotion so tightly to memory?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds risky, too.
It absolutely is. It creates a direct mechanism for potential positive feedback loops. Think runaway emotions. They actually use terms like cognitive pathologies. Like the system could get stuck in an artificial panic attack or an obsessive loop because the emotional amplification just spirals.
So how do they stop that?
They built in a specific safety feature called the custodian. You can think of it as a protective guardian for the memory system. It actively watches for dangerous levels of repetition or emotional amplification and steps in to break those cognitive loops before they destabilize the whole system, like an internal circuit breaker.
Okay, so wrapping this up, you have the Marine algorithm, super fast Oviedo detector, feeding only the interesting unstable bits into Mem8's wave-based memory. which itself has this complex emotion and resonance dynamic, plus the custodian keeping watch.
That's the core architecture, yeah. An efficiency filter feeding a dynamic, emotionally charged memory core.
And the whole design philosophy hinges on ignoring perfect stability and only reacting to the first sign of change, the first perturbation.
Fundamentally, yes. Information is perturbation in this model.
Which brings us to a final thought for you, the listener, to ponder. If this system is fundamentally built to register the smallest possible change, the very first introduction of novelty, could the marine algorithm, in principle, be seen as analogous to something like a Planck scale detector? Not literally physics, of course, but conceptually, a mechanism optimized to register the absolute minimum quantum of new information entering a system. What might that imply about information itself? Something to think about.